Pills, Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order. Or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com. The beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of red deer velvet DR, and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro of fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using apryl norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com.
inevitable and always on time with articles that are so timely with the geopolitical mess that's going on. The latest article is called The Swamp, Total Devoted. you're also a stand-up comedian too, Lowell. I'd like you to kind of expand on this article, which I already have posted up and right after the show. And by the way, Todd does an amazing job here. We're going to have the articles actually up within minutes afterwards. So if you're subscribing to our new Spotify or other networks like Amazon, Alexa, et cetera, you're going to be able to get all of the articles like instantly right after the show. So pretty cool. This is really good stuff now, our new Nutra Medical Network. Lowell, tell us about this article, the genesis of it, and what's really going on. You mentioned about Representative Zoe Lofgren of California, Progressive Caucus member who last week helped ram through the House passed H.R. 1, the Democratic Party's nearly 700-page Voter Reform Act. What the heck is going on there? What are they trying to do with voter reform? What is it?
Well, they're basically trying to take the California rigged voting procedures that they have now, including automatic registration, a lot of other stuff that makes it simple as pie for illegal aliens to vote, and to impose that legally across the whole country at one blow.
So that
those people who would resist it in one way or another, they won't be able to. But I want to say two things first. Number one, St. Patty's Day is going to be upon us. And I'm going to be celebrating the holiday, as I hope you are, with my good friend Patio Furniture. It's a wonderful event. Second, I'm sorry, I work that to death, don't I? Second, thank you for having me on during what is one of the two most dangerous weeks of the year. Why is it dangerous, you ask? Because we've just had the time change. And though it doesn't seem all that dramatic, the reality is when you look at the statistics that come out of these weeks, you're really getting everybody in the population subjected to 1 hour of jet lag because of the time change. And that results in about 6 days of higher rates of accidents on the job, driving motor cars, and so on. So you will see a blip in accidents all over the country because of the time change. That is, all over the country except places like Arizona and Hawaii, where they don't adopt daylight saving time. Our president says maybe we should do away with it too. Maybe we should just not fall or spring ahead or fall back.
Yeah.
We fall back.
I totally agree with
in the fall.
I think it's ridiculous. Just keep the daylight savings and stop shifting at all time. It's very disruptive.
Well, it is, and this is part of the problem you have with living with mechanical clocks. You know, even when we first started having mechanical clocks around the year 1400, 1500, a city would have its own big clock and its own bell that would chime the time. And you would think that's destructive, but it really wasn't, because the clock was reset every day or two using a sundial. And so the town clock back then was still keeping God's time, and it allowed your body to remain synchronized with the sun, not with an artificial notion of time. And then in the 1870s, we adopted the idea of the main railroad engineer for the nation of Canada. You see the damage Canada does to us. Who decided it would be better if we lived our lives on railroad time. Because for the railroad, it's much more convenient to have time zones. And so he then divided the world into 24 time zones. Now, what that meant is, of course, if you were dealing with a sundial, it would be like 12 minutes later in Pittsburgh than it was in Philadelphia, and so on.
Do you remember who that individual was that set up the time zones?
His name was Fleming.
Right, and do you know who he is? He's my great-great-grandfather.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah, he's another bad guy, I guess, like Deagle. He designed.
He changed entirely our relationship to reality by doing that. That's all I'm saying. There are advantages to time zones, but there are also disadvantages. You're going away from biological time, and you're going into artificial mechanical time. And that isn't necessarily all that good for human beings.
He wanted good for the railway, which means that it was good for the railway, but bad for humans, right?
Well, as I said, we're living our lives on railroad time and have for, what, 150 years almost.
Right.
So that does change us very dramatically. There are a few places on the planet, I think parts of Alaska, they change by half an hour, which is interesting, rather than shifting by an
hour.
Are you
kidding? Alaska changes by half an hour?
There are places in Alaska where they only reset the clock half an hour rather than a full hour. So there are odd things going on all over the planet. Oh, speaking of which, some random examples just for news that we could ponder. Gavin Newsom, California governor, has decided that he is going to kick aside multiple votes of the people of California. I mean, one of the great progressive changes in California was they allowed the people to vote on things like initiative, referendum, and recall. One of the initiatives that the people have voted over and over on is they refuse to do away with the death penalty. So what did Gavin Newsom do this week? He, by executive order, essentially did away with the death penalty, putting himself squarely against the voters. It's interesting because Gavin Newsom, of course, like most people on the radical left, totally embraces the killing of innocent babies, totally favors infanticide and abortion on demand. It's just guilty people that he doesn't want to have killed, which is kind of an interesting exercise for a politician.
Illegals that are killing Americans, right?
Well, I mean, why should we be terribly concerned with killing guilty? You know, I have my own thesis in this regard, and that is it's liberals like Gavin Newsom who have created the demand for the death penalty. I don't know about you, but I would be perfectly willing, and the Bible accepts the death penalty, by the way. It doesn't reject it.
Right.
But... I've often thought, wouldn't it be interesting if we could do away with the likes of Gavin Newsom? I would be perfectly happy to have a murderer just spend the rest of his life behind bars on the old Lao Tzu concept from Asia that if a person is not afraid of death, then the death penalty is not going to deter him. And if he is afraid of death, it is a greater punishment to let him live.
Ah.
And so with that in mind, I would say go ahead and let him live and then fear death for the rest of his life. But the problem is Gavin Newsom is always there, as are his fellow leftists, looking for some pretext to release some criminal into the population. It's like what's been happening in Venezuela right now. First, the leftist government came in and took all the guns away from the law-abiding people. Now, in the last week or so, they've been letting the prisoners out of prison and arming them, giving them guns and say, go kill those people who object to our government. We will exterminate you if you fire on government forces. But if you want to go kill lay people out there, or the people who claim to represent the true government in Venezuela, you now are armed. Go ahead and kill them. And they're arming these prisoners, these criminals, with the very guns that were taken away from the law-abiding people, which should tell us something. But that's the problem. As long as Gavin Newsom is always a threat to release a murderer back into the population at any time, the only hope you and I have is if we kill that criminal. Because that will guarantee he won't be released back into the population by Gavin Newsom. Otherwise, we have these liberals who are always trying to find some pretext to do that. And so they're the ones who create the public pressure for the death penalty. If they would simply agree, absolutely, this person's been convicted, he will never, never be allowed back out. It doesn't matter what you find by a legal search. It doesn't matter what other death penalty or confessions are made by some other killer. You simply have to agree that once someone's convicted of murder and would have been sentenced to death, that person effectively is dead in the sense that he'll never be allowed to get out. You promise us that and you stick to it. We don't need to kill anyone. But, of course, they'll never do that. And so there we are. So that's one challenge. Meanwhile, in New York City, we find that Bill de Blasio, the Marxist mayor of New York, and he really is. I mean, he went on his honeymoon in, what, Havana, Cuba. Bill de Blasio is now going to have meatless Mondays. That is, it was bad enough that the Catholic Church once said we're going to have fish every Friday. It was bad enough. But now we have a socialist, a Marxist, telling us you won't be allowed to eat meat in the public schools on Mondays. You're going to have a vegetarian dish. Now, who was the last major vegetarian political leader in recent history? Why, Adolf Hitler.
Yeah.
A good example of what vegetarianism leads to.
And I AOC is a good female budding version of Adolf, isn't she?
She really is. In fact, she's become incredibly radical. Lately, she's had several examples of getting bank executives from J.P. Morgan or from now Wells Fargo this week and suddenly attacking them for something someone did who had borrowed money from them. You know, you lent the money to build this pipeline, and this pipeline is polluting the environment. And therefore, it's your fault, Mr. Banker. I don't think she stopped to think that if her point of view, and I know it's very authoritarian, they love to control banks and money, and thereby, I mean, this was one of the 10 ways that Karl Marx said you destroy capitalism. You take control, the government does, of all lending processes in the country. So that's what she's trying to do. But I don't know if she stopped to think, if you tell a bank that they could wind up in prison or bankrupt for lending money to people, they're just going to stop lending money. And sometimes that is what she wants, and sometimes it's not. Like the whole major financial collapse crisis of 2008-2009 that is still with us to a large degree had to do with the government stepping in and saying, we're going to intimidate banks, threaten them into lending money to people who are not creditworthy because there just aren't enough people being given money by the banks. So we're going to make the banks lend the money. Okay, the banks lent the money, and it turned into an economic hell when those people stopped paying on their loans. But, of course, they can't blame the people because those people are their Democrat voters. So they turn around and blame the banks for the economic crisis when the banks had virtually nothing to do with it.
Right.
And this is what she is now leading to in a different way. She is setting down heavy intimidation on the banks, and all that's going to do is make them want to lend less.
Yeah, she needs to get a what I call the communist and socialist demons in her. She needs an exorcism, doesn't she?
She really does. But the difficulty is she is ultimately doing what she wants to do, which is to destroy the private sector. So you destroy private banking, therefore all money has to come from the government. If you want to do anything, you have to go to the government and ask it to advance money or credit to you. And then the government can simply do that politically. To our friends, you get credit. To our enemies, you get nothing. It becomes like Facebook. And by the way, isn't it amusing? We've now had Elizabeth Warren come out with her plan to break up the big media combines like Facebook. And what has Facebook done? It has said, well, I guess we just can't have Elizabeth Warren ads allowed on Facebook saying things like that.
Right.
So she's been partly shut out of Facebook. Well, once she gets to be fully authoritarian, that won't matter. Now, as to my column, the totally devoted column, the theme is the Democrats are pushing a thing called H.R. 1. That means it was right. Their number one agenda bill to be passed. And among other things, H.R. 1 makes it much easier for illegal aliens to vote. It means that if you are simply a resident of California, you will be automatically registered to vote when you go to get a driver's license or most other things.
They want 16-year-old ignorant children to vote, too, when they need to be 18 to do anything significant. It's ridiculous.
It calls for that, too. It's almost 700 pages long. It's full of mischief.
Oh, my. Demonically energized.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation, and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop-down message at NutriMedical.com, and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores, or if there's an emergency or national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop-down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves Cardiovasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, Cell Detox Glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2-Plex, and ultrathiamine B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2-Plex, Power C Plus, and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mixed power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Cardiovasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases Vitexin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health. Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Amazing Lowell Ponte. Lowell, let's continue to go through this article. What I see happening on the side of the left, Gavin Newsom being the latest example of insanity, and the call to actually have 16-year-olds vote and illegals with this new H.R. 1 bill, this is absolutely evil, isn't it? There's no nice word for it. It's not just political chicanery. This is evil. Evil in its most vile, outlandish, and luciferic form, isn't it?
Well, it's an attempt to rig every future election. It's an attempt to guarantee, and this is partly because we used to have two centrist parties in the U.S. We now have one centrist party and one outright socialist party. And the socialist party simply wants to destroy the system as it is. They also do not want to be challenged. They do not want their plans rolled back in any way. This is why they're horrified at Trump. Not only is he rolling back their plans, but he's using the very things, and we've discussed this before, I know, use the very powers that they built into the law as emergency powers so they could use them. They didn't intend anyone to ever to use those powers to roll back what they were doing by way of destroying democracy, real democracy, in this country. And by the way, that leads us to an amusing question that I deal with from time to time, which is, we have truth in labeling laws in this country, so that in theory, you cannot make an outright false statement in advertising, at least. You can as a politician, because the politicians have exempted themselves from the truth in labeling laws. They have literally given themselves a license to lie, if they wish. But in theory, when the Democratic Party calls itself Democratic, I think that's an outright lie. That is falsehood in labeling, because they're doing everything they can to undermine democracy, to guarantee right. that the people who win a popular vote aren't allowed to change the law thereby. One example of which we were discussing a few minutes ago. Gavin Newsom right. has seen the voters, when they vote directly, again and again say, no, we want the death penalty. He just this week slapped that down. Well, he's not supposed to have the power to slap it down.
That was something that was actually passed a few years ago by the voters, wasn't it?
It's been passed twice.
Yeah.
It's not just once. It's happened again and again. So, therefore, for Gavin Newsom to say, oh, I've decided I don't like the death penalty. I love abortion. I love abortion under any terms. But I don't want to kill murderers or horrible criminals. So we must protect them. And so what are the Democrats doing with H.R. 1? Well, they're basically taking, see, under the U.S. Constitution, elections are supposed to be controlled at the local and state level so that different states, different cities can have their own elections without the federal government dictating to them how the elections must be. But bit by bit, as left-wing judges are appointed, those judges have federalized elections. They've said, oh, now we have civil rights standards. Now you have to be able to elect a certain number of this minority or that minority and so on. But now it's just become nuts. I mean, they've gone to the point where they're going to try to control every aspect of an election. We saw this happening in last November's election, for example, in California. In case after case after case, incumbent Republicans won re-election. Everybody saw it on election night. And then suddenly, in the next few days or even weeks, all these ballots came rolling in seemingly from nowhere. Where were they coming from? They were coming from a process that Democrats legalized 2 years ago called ballot harvesting. And in ballot harvesting, the ruling party, which here is the Democratic Party, has simply started sending out en masse mail-in ballots, which, by the way, would be guaranteed as a procedure under H.R. 1, one of many major changes in the law. And by this, they're letting the federal government push aside the states and the localities and run the election the way the federal government would want. Well, that means along Democrat lines, to do it in a way that would benefit Democrats, not Republicans. So, for example, in California, they send out up to 5 ballots per individual, whether he requests a mail-in ballot or not. Not one ballot, not two, but up to 5 or so. And then, and most of these are specifically targeted on groups likely to be Democrat, like people with Hispanic surnames and so on. So then, days before the election day, suddenly a knock comes at that person's door. And when he answers the door, there is a man saying, "Hi, I've come to take your, to pick up your ballot for you." And the person getting this is, "Oh, senor, I did not even fill out the ballot. I am not a registered voter. I am not a citizen." "Oh, that doesn't matter. You have the ballot. The ballot is legal. You just sign it there. You don't even need to fill it out. We'll fill it out for you."
Whoa.
And under the law the Democrats rammed through 2 years ago, it is legally permitted for one Democrat operative to bring in a whole 18-wheel truckload of ballots filled out that way in behalf of other people who may or may not actually be citizens. I mean, one person can bring in 10,000, 20,000, 30,000 ballots. And they do it largely by this process. You just give us your ballot, whether you filled it out or not. You just sign it, and that's it.
What do you think?
And they, of course,
do they understand how this is a criminal activity on their part by participating in this by the Democrats?
Well, they're not accustomed to American law, but if someone who seems to be official from an official party comes to them and says, "Oh, this is how we do it," they will go along, or better yet, they will go along because they're accustomed to the politics of Latin America, where corruption is just the way things operate. It's all banana republic land. They're used to, for example, in Mexico, having just one ruling party that has been modified in some elections. Right now they have someone who's a little further left than usually is president of Mexico, but he's to the left. He's not to the right in this case. So they don't think that much of the election being what we would perceive as rigged. That's the kind of election they grew up with, thinking of as normal. So, no, it's rather disquieting. And what you have then is Nancy Pelosi. For example, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, and she is a Californian, of course, herself, going along with automatic voter registration and all these other strange procedures that were built into the 700 pages of H.R. 1. She said, quote, "These newcomers make America more American, and we want them to be fully part of our system. And that means not suppressing the vote of our newcomers to America." In other words, said Nancy Pelosi, we should give illegal aliens leverage, her word, leverage in our politics. And this is how you give them leverage. You just give them ballots. You pick up the ballots. You make sure you're controlling the procedure. The Attorney General of California is, of course, a Democrat, like all the other major officials in California. And this is something, by the way, that George Soros, ultra-left-wing billionaire, has been pushing for all across the country. He's been, while other people are trying to elect congressmen or state lawmakers or whatever, he's been electing attorney generals. He's been electing district attorneys. The Soros person was just elected district attorney in Philadelphia, for example. Soros spent $33 per vote to get that person elected. Now, why is it so important? Because any time there's a contested election or a questioned election, Soros is hand-selecting and paying to put in office the people who will decide what they can get away with and what they can't. And he's making sure all those people are ultra-leftists. slap down any Republican election and will validate any Democrat election. And so we're entering a system where there won't be real elections anymore. The election is already pre-decided.
It should be called a selection. How's that? Just had an S in front of it.
Yeah, that's a very good way to put it. Or as I said, totally devoted, in fact, is the title of a chapter in our book, Money, Morality, and the Machine. The point
why do we have to get that book, now that you're mentioning that? How do they get the book?
Oh, this book, and by the way, my co-author, this is our seventh book, Craig Smith, you see every week on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. You get it just by calling a toll-free number. And if you do that, you don't pay Jeff Bezos and Amazon the $20 for the book. You don't have to pay shipping or handling or anything like that. We'll cover everything. The book will not cost you a penny. It's about 250 pages long, and it reads like a novel. It's really a very interesting read. 800-630-1492 is the number you call to get the free book. 800-630-1492, like the year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. And, you know, we'll be happy to send the book out. This is our little mission from God. We're trying to save the future for our children and grandchildren. And this is one way to do it, is to inform you of just how your votes are being taken away from you and how you can fight back against that, among other things. But we do lots of amazing things in each one of these books. But if you look at H.R. 1 and you see all that they're doing, for example, they make it a crime under H.R. 1 to say anything to anyone that might discourage them from voting. In other words, if you, 100 feet away from a polling place, put up a little sign that says, if you are not a citizen, you are not allowed to vote, or it is a crime for you to vote.
Right.
That sign would become illegal and a criminal act if H.R. 1
wow.
were passed. In fact, it would be a felony. There have been past cases in California where in Orange County, the Republican Party, one election I remember, hired rent-a-cops, you know, private security police, to just go stand 100 feet away from a polling place. Just the look of a policeman walking around in a uniform, though these were private police. And that was taken by the Democratic Party and their lawyers to be intimidation of voters. Well, boys and girls, why would you or I be intimidated if we are citizens and legal voters? There's no reason to be intimidated by that. But if you were illegal, if you were not a citizen and you were trying to cast a ballot and you knew in your heart it was illegal to do that, you might be intimidated. So that's what they meant.
Wow.
How dare you intimidate illegal aliens who are trying to cast ballots in our election?
My.
Well, it's about time somebody did that, or our elections will simply be taken over. Then again,
well, I think Hillary Clinton's so-called 3.5 million excess votes were people voting in multiple states and the illegals voting here in California.
Oh, it was, almost all of Hillary's ballots came from California, which, of course, is the one state where you're automatically registered to vote and where the authorities, the attorney general and so on, do absolutely nothing to get in the way of you voting. They don't demand voter ID. They don't do anything to say there's any kind of requirement that you be a citizen. When you're automatically registered to vote, there are two facets of that. Number one, you don't have to claim to be a citizen. You only have to claim to be a resident. And of course, illegal aliens are residing here. They're just not residing here legally. But you don't need to be residing here legally. You just need to be residing. And so you have that problem. And that, of course, stacks the deck tremendously. But yes, we saw California, congressman after congressman after congressman thrown out because of all these mystery ballots that came in after Election Day and after the counting of standard ballots. And where do they come from? They come from exactly these procedures dominated by one political party. In other words, we're seeing the Mexification of California. And that, if exactly, HR 1 yeah. passed, you'd see the same thing nationwide.
Amazing. Remarkable stuff, isn't it? Back in a moment, we're going to have to continue on our phone system because they've...
CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams per 15-ml bottle or 37 milligrams per mil, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress2Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag, but get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Calm Mind and Brain Mag are an amazing combination. Calm Mind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And Brain Mag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP Cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, Stress2Go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well with toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol is a water-soluble form that crosses the blood-brain barrier, regenerates gums, and is necessary as a reserve form to convert back to CoQ10 the spark of life for all mitochondria throughout your body. There's nothing like CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol to complement CoQ10 Supreme itself. The CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol from Dr. Bill Deagle is the highest quality available in the world, and very importantly, should be taken to reverse heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, and many peripheral neuropathy and central neuropathy conditions such as post-traumatic brain injury, stroke, and recover from Parkinson's disease and ALS. Get NutriMedical's CoQ10 Supreme Ubiquinol at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And if you need an additional protocol, do contact us for a free starter protocol at NutriMedical. Thank you for taking care of yourself with NutriMeds and technology from Dr. Bill. We're here for you every day with starter-free protocols. Take care and stay well with NutriMedical every day. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with Diabetaline, Biotin Plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for
easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical.
In this last segment, I want to expand on what's going on. We have Nancy Pelosi saying she's not interested in impeachment. I mean, this is like, what kind of psychology is she using when we have Nadler asking for 81 documents on a fish hunt? Your comment.
Well, I think Nadler gave the game away when he was talking with George Stephanopoulos recently, and that is he said, we have to persuade the American people that we're not just trying to reverse the election. We're not just trying to play a game here. And this is part of what Pelosi is doing. She's saying, oh, well, we have to create the illusion, at least, that we're not pushing for impeachment. But when you stop and think about it, impeachment would not achieve everything Nancy Pelosi wants. I mean, what happens if Trump is impeached? Well, Mike Pence becomes president. So you still have a Republican president. You still have a Republican Senate. You haven't changed anything from Nancy Pelosi's point of view, except you've gotten rid of one particularly articulate person. But Pelosi, therefore, would like to have something. What several leftist Democrats have called for is to invoke or to persuade the U.S. Supreme Court to stand up and say, well, Trump has been so evil and was elected with Russian help and so on, that therefore it isn't enough to remove Trump. We, the U.S. Supreme Court, are going to wave a magic wand as we did when we gave ourselves the power of constitutional review, and we're going to say the entire election was invalid. Therefore, not only was Trump not really elected, but neither was Mike Pence. Now, what would that do? That would then mean succession doesn't go to Mike Pence. It goes to the number three person down the chain of succession. And you know who the number three person is? Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
So, in other words, you could have a Democrat made president by an action like that. Wouldn't that be more satisfying than impeachment? But in any event, if a month or 2 months or 6 months from now, the Democrats do invoke impeachment, Nancy Pelosi can say, well, I didn't rush to do this. I fought against it. I thought it was too extreme a measure. But now that I've seen all the evidence against Donald Trump, I've reconsidered. In other words, it's a way of making herself look better and more reasonable, more responsible, because she understands that Democrats are facing the risk right now that they're going to look like a party that was given power, and the only thing they did with it was try to impeach Donald Trump. They didn't try to pass any real or reasonable legislation. They just tried to engage in these insane power grabs like H.R. 1, where they were going to nationalize every election. They were going to take away local and state control of the election process. And in its place, they were going to put California Democrat rigged political elections so that they could play the same games nationally that they played in California in 2018. And I think Americans would be horrified to see that kind of thing happening, but it's quite possible. That's what's so scary. For example, in H.R. 1, one of the things they could do is they've hated the Supreme Court ruling called Citizens United, which held that companies, businesses, do have the right to buy political advertising and put on something that says, ask your Democrat congresswoman why she did this. Or that you don't think it was wise of her to do this. In other words, the Supreme Court held that there is such a thing as corporate free speech, just as there's individual free speech. The Democrats hate the idea that anybody else who has enough money to be able to afford advertising is able to use it against them. They would like to have all communication come only from left-wing journalists and from themselves, of course. But they don't want Republicans or conservatives given any free speech in the media. And that's what we have now. So what are they doing in H.R. 1 to get rid of that? Oh, they are saying that any person involved in any way in funding political advertising, they can be, you know what doxing is. It's become a kind of hip, chic thing in recent years.
Right.
And that is,
right,
you have a political enemy out there. You publish all over the Internet that person's name, picture, and address so that all kinds of terrorists and protesters and so on can come after that person personally and attack them. Well, H.R. 1 specifies that the government will require the doxing of anyone who buys a political ad. If a Republican buys it, you'll be guaranteed to have their name and picture and home address all over the Internet and elsewhere. And that means you have a tremendous deterrent telling this business person, don't you dare put an ad out that's critical of Democrats or our causes. Because if you do, you're going to have 10,000 protesters kicking in your front door, as they were with Tucker Carlson, for example, a few months ago. You're
right.
Going to have terrorists who are terrorizing your wife and your children at home while you're away. Most business people don't want that. And so you're going to frighten them out of exercising their free speech. That's actually built into H.R. 1.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's a pure intimidation exercise designed to silence opponents in a whole host of ways. Among other things, H.R. 1 guarantees that voting by mail will not be impeded. You know, there are states like Oregon where they vote only by mail. And what that means now is your ballot is going to be carried privately without any witness watching him or her by a member of the letter carriers union, a union that is pro-Democrat. And that person will decide whether your ballot actually gets to the voting place or not. Maybe it'll get there. Most cases it will. But if they picked up a bunch of ballots from a Republican neighborhood, those ballots just might be dumped in a swamp and never make it to be counted.
Wow.
And you won't even know whether your ballot was counted or not. I mean, this is the kind of thing that you're looking at potentially.
In other words, America is becoming a banana republic, right?
Yes. If this were to pass, of course, Trump would veto it. Of course, the Senate will defeat it for now. But it shows that Democrats definitely want this. These are the elements they want. And that itself is a kind of intimidation. Oh, they also want to change the Federal Election Commission. Right now, the Federal Election Commission is made up of 3 Democrats and 3 Republicans. It is balanced. It cannot act unilaterally in favor of one party or the other.
Right.
H.R. 1 would change that so that the Federal Election Commission suddenly has 5 members split 3-2. And that means that a good portion of the time, Democrats would be in charge of the FEC. And they would be able to apply all kinds of penalties and legal constraints and so on. You know, I've never understood why they pass these laws saying it's a crime to in effect, buy an election, to spend money illegally to get someone elected. And then what do? You just slap their wrist and you charge them a penalty. Well, they don't care about the penalty. They have lots of money. They can pour more money into paying the penalty. The big thing is to win. Because once they've won, then they control everything from then on. So they don't mind cheating if cheating means they win.
Wow.
And what they're doing by making the FEC stackable by a majority of Democrats, they're basically guaranteeing that at least half the time Democrats will win just by controlling the Federal Election Commission, something they can't do now. And, of course, though it's not yet in the bill, there are all kinds of other things that derive from the changes they're making. As you say, they want to let 16-year-olds vote because 18-year-olds are apparently too mature to vote automatically for left-wing idealistic causes. Why not have outright children do that voting? Why do we let 18-year-olds vote and do other things that we don't let 16-year-olds do? Well, because 16-year-olds are not mature enough to do such things right. with wisdom. Why does former or President Barack Obama's Attorney General Eric Holder now saying he just wants to pack the Supreme Court outright? You know, instead of having 9 members, let's give them 12, 13, 16 members, as many as it takes, and make sure that it happens at a time when all the new Supreme Court members to be appointed will be leftists. He's actually advocating that as a policy the way Franklin Roosevelt did. Cities from Seattle to San Diego were considering using coerced taxpayer funding for political candidates, particularly left-wing candidates. Do we really want that? The Democrats are pushing heavily for this interstate compact idea of theirs. So far, they now have, I think it's 12 or 13 states that control 181 out of the 270 electoral votes needed to elect a president. Those states have agreed that they will give their electoral votes to whoever gets a majority of the popular vote, meaning counted in, as Hillary's were in California, out of illegal ballots to begin with. You can win an election even if the voters in your state vote the other way. If the voters in your state vote for the Republican, but the national popular vote winner by all these rigged procedures is a Democrat, your state's electoral votes in these 12, 13 states will go to the Democrat. I find it hard to believe that even a liberal Supreme Court would permit that to happen, but the mere fact that it's been permitted to exist thus far is utterly crazy and insane from my point of view. I mean, it's a blatant, naked attempt to circumvent, to get around the Constitution.
Well, the whole idea is to create eventually a state of totalitarianism where they can, like in Italy, for example, if you're not fully vaccinated, you're not allowed in school at all now.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that just happened this last week. So what I see happening is, Ocasio-Cortez and Nancy Pelosi and our Gavin Newsom in California, they're power hungry. Their primary thing is not to make things better for Americans, it's to make things bitter, B-I-T-T-E-R, make it bitter. In other words, to crush them, to crush the economy that generates money, to crush their food supply, to crush their ability to have internal combustion engines and airplanes, to crush them so that they are in compacts and little super cities. And if they happen to have no job and they commit suicide, that's too bad.
One thing that Californians are thinking right now is California has been experiencing record rainfall and snowfall in the Sierra.
Right.
And so Californians are thinking, oh, well, we finally have lots of water. The drought is over. No, 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 boys and girls. The Democrats in California have been taking down the dams that were used to store water. Virtually all the water that's fallen in California has been allowed just to run out into the Pacific Ocean. Because the Democrats want to claim we have a short supply of water. It must be rationed. It must be controlled. And if you use too much water, there must be a $5,000 fine that everybody with a lawn or a swimming pool will be required to pay in the near future.
Right, and they want to put a meter on all your wells. So the control fake Democrats, I call the demon rats, don't want to solve the problem with simple things like dams and reservoirs. They want to fine people and eventually drive them out of the state. Amazing.